COVID fight is far from over. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. That was the message from President Biden as he convened the second worldwide COVID summit. As he led the nation in mourning those lost from the virus, the U.S. about to reach a staggering number.
In an appeal to world leaders for renewed international commitment to fighting COVID-19, President Joe Biden marked a, quote, tragic milestone of 1 million deaths in the U.S. due to the virus.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable losses.
Flags have been ordered lowered to half staff at the White House and federal buildings across the country through sunset on Monday in memory of those lost. The president has also requested another $22 billion in funding from Congress for testing, vaccines, and treatment. But so far, lawmakers have refused. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
One day after admitting its first case of COVID, North Korea now reporting six deaths from what it state media is calling a rapid spread of fever across the country. And it says nearly 190,000 people are under quarantine. It says more than 350,000 were treated for fever that it says explosively spread since late April. North Korea's population is largely unvaccinated against COVID. The White House getting involved in the baby formula shortage.
We recognize that this is certainly a challenge for people across the country, something the president is very focused on, and we're going to do everything we can to cut red tape.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says this work has been underway for months, a shortage exacerbated by a recall of some formula and supply chain problems. A Georgia judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by former Senator David Perdue that claimed fraudulent or counterfeit ballots were counted in the state's most populous county during the 2020 election. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal appeals court says Texas law prohibiting social media companies from banning users based on political speech can stand for now.
The U.S. Fifth Circuit is staying a lower court's decision to stop a Texas law that prevents social media networks from stopping people from using their services based on politics or related discourse. The law is still being fought over in the lower court, and the appeals panel ruling only allows the law to take effect while the original lawsuit plays out. It does not speak to the law's constitutionality. Conservative lawmakers across the U.S. have been trying to wrangle social networks into not banning users who express differing views. A similar law passed in Florida. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Trial date set for January for former New York Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin to face charges he traded his clout as a state senator for campaign contributions. The U.S. Army is poised to revamp its forces in Alaska, it says, to better prepare for future cold weather conflicts.
The U.S. Army expects a final decision soon on an Alaska troop change, saying it'll likely convert its 1st Stryker Brigade Combat Team and 25th Infantry Division to the 11th Airborne Division, creating an extreme cold weather capable formation that could be used overseas as the U.S. views the Arctic as a growing area of competition with Russia and China. Both of which have taken steps to increase a military presence, and all amid tensions with Russia over the invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. so far has resisted moves to militarize the Arctic. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike will not run in the Preakness Stakes. Owner Rich Dawson says he and trainer Eric Reed made the decision to stick with their original plan and rest the horse for 5 weeks so he'll be ready to run the Belmont Stakes on June 11th. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.